Oh, look at those ears, those pointy, squiggly ears. You look so cute, sweetie. Come here, come to mommy. Oh, I can't believe I waited so long to turn you into a cat. Genevieve was right. You know Genevieve, right? She's the friend I told you about. The one who turned her boyfriend into a cat for ignoring her texts. She was right. This is the best. Ooh, you feel so warm and cuddly and squishy in my arms. I just want to squish you into a puddle. Come here, baby. Come to mommy. Let me hold you. Head pats. Lots and lots of head pats for my little kitty. Does that feel good? I know you'd probably be trying to claw at me right about now, but, well, you can't ignore my whims when you're like this. It's because I turned you into a very special cat. You're like my familiar now. You have to do what I say, and in return, you get head pats and scritches behind your ears. Aww, was that a purr? Pet, are you purring for me? Oh, that is so cute. Cats purr when they are content. But cats also purr when they're stressed. I don't know which one it is, but I'd like to think you are happy. Are you happy lying on my lap like this while I stroke your fur? Hey, don't try to get away. I'm your girlfriend. Or, well, I was. I guess I'm your owner now, but I still love you. I love you so, 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 so much. I know you're scared and you just woke up and found out you were a cat, but, you know, well, I know that it can be a little hard to process, but I promise you have nothing to worry about. Pet, it's not my fault, you know. You made me do this. I was so patient. I was gentle. I was sweet. I tried so hard to win back your love after after I took your legs. I really don't understand how you can still be mad about that, but whatever. I tried. I really did. You just wouldn't open yourself up to me, and, well, I had no other choice. I really loved you. You know? You meant everything to me. Your rejection hurt me more deeply than anything else. And I hated that empty look in your eyes whenever I cuddled you, that crushing silence whenever I talked to you. You just stopped caring. It hurt so much, my pet. Pet. Well, that's when I realized maybe I was looking at it all wrong. Maybe all I really needed to do was turn my boyfriend into my pet. A cute little cat that can never ignore me or cause me pain. Then I wouldn't feel so strange when I looked at you, so guilt-stricken and claustrophobic, for whatever reason. I'd no longer be reminded of how much you hate me, and you can just let me make all your decisions for you. Take care of your simple needs, let you sleep on my lap, and give you lots of tasty treats, and of course, cuddles and head pats. This isn't cruel. I know it's not. A truly cruel person wouldn't ever doubt their deeds to be cruel. I just changed our relationship a little bit. My love for you hasn't changed. It never will. Ever. Even if it is more chaste and motherly now. That's my darling. Such a cute, confused pet. A pet who can't run away from my cuddles. But hey, at least he can walk now. I got his legs. 4 of them, actually. You kept complaining earlier about how horrible I was for paralyzing your legs, but, well, you can't do that anymore now, can you? Because you are not confined to my bed, and you can no longer speak. You can only meow. Can you meow for me? Can you say meow? Please, just a little meow. I want to hear what your cat version sounds like. Pretty please? Pet, won't you meow for me? You really are no fun. Will I really have to command you to meow? You want me to expend my mana for such a simple thing? Maybe I should call you Droopy, because your ears have drooped. What? You don't like being turned into a cat? You wanted to be a dog or a platypus or something? Don't give me that look. Just because you're a cat now doesn't mean I can't, that I don't understand what you're trying to say. It's not about the animal, is it? You want to lecture me on why turning you into a familiar while you were sleeping is messed up and all. You want to lecture me on the morality of it. Maybe you should. At least then you'd be talking to me. I would get more than empty silence and those listless eyes. Do you have any idea how much it hurts to be ignored by the person you love? Do you? Have you any idea of what it's like to be ignored by your other half? No! You don't, you ungrateful creature! You pretentious rodent. You never cared. Never. But I loved you enough to paralyze you so I could keep you forever. I loved you. Why can't you see? Why won't you see it? What do I have to do to make you love me back? I know. This isn't right. I'm not a monster. I just wanted to see how you felt about this. I told myself if you didn't like being a cat, then I would turn you back. Hold still. Unless you want me to mess up the spell and turn you into a newt. There. Back to a human. Still not restoring your legs, though. I'm not an idiot. Well, aren't you gonna thank me? That's the least you can do. I could have kept you as a familiar forever if I wanted. You could at least thank me. You're welcome. Now, if you only said it like you meant it. You're just afraid, aren't you? Of what I might do if you provoke me again. Come here. no. Don't flinch, please. Don't try to run away. I won't hurt you. I promise. I'm just trying to give you a hug. It's okay. I can still give you hugs even if you aren't a cat anymore. Right? You used to love this. You know? Whenever I'd throw my arms around you, your knees would get all wobbly. And you would become unable to form complete sentences. It was cute. It really was. Do you hate this now? Do you hate intimacy with me? Darling? It's okay. You don't have to give me an answer. Not all the time. I just want my sweetheart to talk to me some of the times. Okay? That's all I'm asking. I never wanted you to be scared of me. Okay, well, maybe a little bit, but, you know, it's kind of hot. But I didn't want you to be afraid of me. It's different from being scared. It's like you don't recognize me anymore. You don't see the woman who loves you. You only see a selfish tyrant. But love is selfish. My dear, it has to be. It always is. Loving someone, truly loving them, means doing whatever it takes to keep them by your side, in your arms, till the end of time. Even if keeping them by your side means keeping them on a leash. It's funny. You've probably forgotten about it. But I still remember our first date. You were a little nervous, but very charming. And I was fascinated, but also worried. You know, lots of guys want to date a witch until it's, you know, actually time to date a witch. There was a non-zero probability that I might turn you into a cat someday. I warned you. That I could get jealous easily, possessive to a considerable degree. I could be obsessive, jealous, scary. I asked you if you were really prepared to be mine. After knowing all of that, do you remember what you said? You said nothing. You just held my hands in yours. And then you did this. I bet you wish you hadn't done that back then, huh? Your lips tasted so sweet. And they still do. You haven't changed, my love. You are still the same person. I wonder if it's just me who's changed. It doesn't matter. I'm only doing this out of love. I knew there was no coming back from this when I paralyzed your legs, but I don't care. Even if you hate me, it's no reason for me to stop loving you. I'm only doing this out of love. Out of love. Out of love, that's all this is. I love you. I'm selfish. Love is selfish. I'm not a monster. I'm just your owner, your girlfriend. I love you. I'm so sorry, my darling. You can't have your legs back, but I will take care of you. I will take care of everything. I always do. I love you, darling. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Please don't abandon me.